and give a resounding shout unto the Lord. Give a resounding shout unto the Lord. Amen. What do we say to our amazing youth? God bless you. God bless you. From opening prayer till now, you guys have done so well. We've done so well. Youth alive. Youth alive. Remember, I told you to tell your neighbor to watch out. Was I right? Tell them, watch out, watch out. Gagaye. If you don't go to heaven, amen. Amen. We've reached another important part of our service. We're about to receive the word of God. We know that the Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So today, if you're here and your hope and everything is in God, then trust and believe that you're about to hear from the mouth of God. Because it's his word. It's from his mouth. He's literally about to open. His mouth is open. His mouth is open. All that's left is for the sound to come out. Amen. Are we ready? It is a pleasure to be standing here to welcome my dear brother, my dear friend, Emmanuel. Please, youth, can we rise on our feet and honor our amazing brother?
Oh, you can do better for Jesus. You can do better. Oh, you can do better for Jesus. Oh, some are standing, some are just sitting down. Oh, please, let's just be upstanding, please. We are giving reverence to God. We are clapping our hands. We are doing all that we can do to glorify his name. Hallelujah! No, I can't feel you. You are not here. I can't feel you. You are in church or you are not in church. But so, oh, hand, I saw near. Then, and it's out here. Now, the day. Now, we are the day. We are dead. Say, now, we are dead. We are far. Hey, can I hear you? Hallelujah. Be seated. Please, be seated.
My one and the one. Hope, Salah, Musa. Say, we're ready.
Sing with me. Now prophesy. Yeah, me hon send trenny. I want you to prophesy.
Why it's me?
Solo Lord, prophesy.
Yeah, me home century.
It is you. It is you and God.
Ah, it's him.
He palala mosa hatiya talo.
Ah, mata.
Yeah, your home century. He radie.
My one and the one who no be. Say already, hey, you want our poor me? Chitri, he called the Hosea. My son, you know, to say, say already.
Why poor me? Get out of Hosea. I'm not paying me home centrally.
Amen.
Oh, amen. I'm super, super excited to be here. And not just be here, but to minister the word of God unto you, to his people. Father, we give you all the praise. We honor you. Your name is above all. He who began all things. We celebrate your supremacy. This afternoon, Lord, anoint my tongue with a coals of fire. Let your people be blessed. Let us not live here the same way we came. Let the sick be healed. Let the bound be loose. Let the poor be made rich. If anybody is here who is at the edge of giving up, let them receive hope. Anybody here who is at the edge of giving up, of not having faith, Lord, be their shield. If anybody here under any form of attack, Lord, let them receive freedom. We refuse to live here the same way we came. Do what only you can do. Do what only you can do. Oh, precious Holy Spirit, we have come to receive. We have come to receive. Transform, transfigure, translate in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be a touch. Let there be a touch. Let your presence be filled in this house. You alone deserve all the glory. You alone deserve all our praise. It is you, only you. Thank you, Lord, for this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Can I hear big amen? Oh, can I hear a big amen? Oh, are you here? Can I hear a big amen? I want us to celebrate our papa and our mother. Oh, I want us to celebrate our papa and our mother. I want us to celebrate them. It's not easy. Hallelujah. It's not easy. Oh, keep on celebrating our papa and our mother. Oh, I want you to celebrate the leaders of the church. The leaders of the church. Oh, celebrate them. Oh, celebrate them. I want you to celebrate the youth department, the executive, the director, everybody here. Now celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself. Hallelujah. 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 Are you ready? Are you ready? No, I can't feel. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. This year, our team is encounter with the Holy Spirit. Oh, am I on the right path? Oh, I wanted to communicate with you. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. So, encounter with the Holy Spirit. It's an encounter with his word. An encounter with his word is an encounter with his glory. Oh, I thought I would see some shouting, some clapping. Today, I want to preach on a topic. I am coming into glory. Oh, I can't feel you. I am coming into glory. Oh, say to your neighbor, I am coming into glory. Okay. God, he does not share his glory with anything. God, he does not share his glory with any idol. God, he does not share his glory with anybody. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. In Isaiah 48, verse 11. Daniela, can you help me? Isaiah 48, verse 11. Okay, let me read. No, Daniela, come again. Come again, Daniela. Okay. He said, for my own sake, for my own sake, I do this. How can I let myself be defamed? Can I get another version for this? I want a version that says, how can I let my word be polluted? Okay, let's continue. I will not yield my glory. I will not. Okay, thank you. For my own sake, even for my own sake, I will do it. Will I do it? For how should my name be polluted? And I will give my glory unto any man. 12. 12. Daniela 12. Next. Okay. Listen to me, oh Jacob. Oh Israel. Today Jacob is not here. Israel is not here. So listen to me, MCAG. Whom I have called, I am he. I am the first. I am the last. So 43. No, verse 13. Sir. My own hand laid the foundations of the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I call them, they all stand up together. Hallelujah. He said, my own hand laid foundation of the earth. When me, God, I call on the earth, they listen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, just send me from my body here, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, are you here? Send me from my body here, Jesus. So, only God can do this. He is the first to announce it and the last to confirm it. Are you here? Oh, are you here? So God, our God, he said, when I call unto the things that are down in your life, they come up. Send me friend of mine, a from an answer, this is God. I am the first. I am the last. No one can do it. No God can call for this creation and the creation will respond to them. No, it is only God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Isaiah 42, verse 8. Follow. Isaiah 42. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to any. I will not give my glory or my praise to idols. I am the Lord. This is my name. I will not give my glory to any idol. Listen. Siri. I will not give my glory to any God. God does not share his glory, but he gives glory. Am I communicating? God already on channel new nyamo, but omen you nyam. Hallelujah. Already on channel new nyam, but omen you nyam. Something happened in the Bible. The Bible said, King Herod, that is Acts chapter 12, he made a statement and the people applauded him. And they said, this is the voice of God. And King Herod received the glory of God. And the Bible said, an angel struck Herod to the ground and worms came and ate him up. Nobody can share the glory of God. When men decide to share the glory of God, God reacts. Nobody can share the glory of God. He is God. He is alone. He is God by himself. He is the first and the last. So, in life, things might be done or things might not be going the way you want it. Helpers might not be coming. Or when you need people, that is where you are not going to get anybody's help. But in that case, God is working with you. When that happened to you, say, open up amua. Na emwebienio. No one to help. Sometimes, God deny you your vision helpers. Sometimes, God, he denies you your vision helpers. Because when they do it for you, they will take the glory. When man help you, man will say, I did this for this one. So I take all the glory. But when God does it for you, he takes all the glory. Hallelujah. When man helps you in that situation that you are, man can say, Nipo beti man can say, Mina me yama. obesa ka wachi asem ne se urade de ohiema wa ono odi nani onya enti ono obi anche nani onya. God, he never shares his glory with any man. He cannot. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let me work it. So God is God of himself. He never shares glory, but he gives glory. A case, something happened in the Bible, in the book of John. When the blind man was blind, I was there, the disciples asked Jesus, has this guy seen that this calamity has befallen? And sometimes in life, things might happen to you, and people will be saying, you did this and that. That is why this calamity has come. But Jesus said, not the father who sinned, not the mother who sinned. In fact, the guy, he did not sin. But for my glory to be revealed. So many on yonder dead in and then the Nipano, of course, had to bear him. Jesus went on and healed the person. He received his sight back. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today, you must receive the glory of God in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So, glory. 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 Glory is such a huge topic. In fact, if we are to preach the glory today, it will take us a year for us to preach glory. But I am just pushing 1 hour sermon to 20 minutes. So, listen. Listen carefully. Glory. Glory. God, he does not share his glory, but he gives glory. Glory has many names. Some call it Kabod. Some call it Shekinah. Some call it Doxa. All is glory. Hallelujah. All is glory. So when we talk of glory, glory is the weight of God. Glory is the heaviness of God. Sometimes they call it the splendor of God. The majesty of God. Some people call it the excellency of God. Some even call it the brilliance of God. All is glory. So if this explanation of glory, what am I even saying? So if this all is the explanation of glory, then it means that God has it all. So when we na yentiche mu for glory, who are etche nyame owina, hallelujah, oh hallelujah. So God revealed himself in your life. From your beginning to your end. But God sees the beginning before, he sees the end before the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. God, he sees the end before the beginning. So, this is a bottle of water. This is a bottle of water. Can I use yours? Forgive me, yours. Okay. This is a bottle of water. This is glory. This is glory. But it's not full glory. Watch this. This is glory. But it's not full glory. So when I begin to add water to this bottle, the water begins to rise. Hallelujah. So the rising of this water is the working of God. So when it gets to the top and it overflows, that is the full glory. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So glory is the fullness of everything God wants to give to you. Glory. It when God finishes a thing in your life. So if You have begun with something and you have not finished yet. It's not glory. Glory is what God gives you when he finishes a thing. The fullness of it. So, pleroma is an attainment of glory. Pleroma is an attainment of glory. So, pleroma is everything that God has. When you talk of pleroma, it's everything that God has. That is the fullness. That is pleroma. Hallelujah. So, until your life is not full, it doesn't give glory. So, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So, God begins to work on your life. He begins from some place to another place. And when, by the time God says, I am done, then you have received glory. He starts your life from somewhere to somewhere. And by the time God says, I am done. In its fullness. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelations chapter 1, verse 16. And he had in his right hand 7 stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And he had in his right hand 7 stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shine in his strength. The sun shine in his strength. So glory must shine in his strength. Hallelujah. They said, "Munyam eshren, ewo na huwa dim." Okay, let me take you back to Ghana. From the morning to the evening in Ghana, the sun is not at its glorious full strength. By the time it gets to 12, you see the sun in its fullness. Same thing when we come here. It's only in summer that you see the sun at its full strength. So if your life is not at its full strength, that is not glory. Pastor, what you mean? So we are bravo and you penpenswa. You can say, "Edimwa enye nuonyam." So if your business is not shining, it's an error. If your life is not shining, it's an error. You must shine. Hallelujah. But the Bible said, "For you must shine, and men may see, and give glory unto God." So if you are not shining, there is a problem. But today, whether they like it or not, you will shine. Oh, you will shine. Whether they like it or not, you are going to shine. In the name of Jesus. And that's our strength. It's so many other papa. And that's our strength. What you must say strength. What brow must say strength. Hallelujah. Can I have back the scripture? And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went sharp two-edged, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. That is why when we come to church, we come to receive. From the beginning of the service, you must receive something. So by the time we say, "Let's share the grace," you are full. Am I communicating? From the beginning of the service, there is something you must receive. So by the time we say, "Let's share the grace," may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we say everything, and we say, "Amen," sir, you must be full. But this is the case that people come to church and they go back half. But may it not happen to you. Oh, and may it not happen to you. May it not happen to you. Oh, you can't choose it. Emanento. Yeah, Emanento. Thank you, sir. Emanento. So you must receive. That is why. When we come to service like this, that is where you must receive. So if anything is lacking in your life, it doesn't give glory. So the sun must shine in its fullness, full strength. So if there is anything that is lacking in your life, it doesn't give glory. But today, whatever that is lacking in your life, I don't care what the enemy will do, what they have done, what they are planning to do. I came to announce to somebody here that today you shall receive the fullness of his glory. I'm not here. You shall receive the fullness of his glory. Oh, shalala mahosi akapaya. I don't care what the household demons can do. But I believe that there is a God in heaven. There is a God in heaven. He does not seek permission from somewhere before he comes to rescue you. He will come to that situation and he will turn things around and you shall give him all his glory. Sewerati tele la mosaya wa pa mi o to be say ma one ni wo sewerati wa pa enu ti radi ni o nyam be dead yo I said dead. To be. If you said to Yami, oh no, now work. Hey, obey Shira. Tell her who's got it. I am Tolomo who's got it. Hey, Radian Yonian, bedded you. I'm a man in a bay. Hey, it is your song. If you said to Yami, one on our camp. What's it? Obey Shira. And it's Wakano. Hepepem. I just have one cup. Erati Wakano. Hepepem. Eradia Kasha. Obey Shira. Obey Shira. So your life must shine, your business must shine, your wife must shine, your husband must shine, your finances must shine. Oh, you are not here. I said your life must shine, your finances must shine. The book of Isaiah 60, he always said, arise, shine. Arise, shine, for the light has come and the glory of God is rising upon you. So I came to tell somebody who don't know where he's going, but there is a God in that darkness. There is a light in that darkness. Continue to go. Don't be intimidated. There is a God at the end. At the end of that situation, he shall glorify you. He shall lift you higher. He shall glorify you. He shall lift you higher. And he shall give him all the glory. Hey, Basri Kibalas. Aya Amana Husaya. Ayikubros Kubala Hasaya. Arashank. Your light has come. You must receive light. Okay, give me Revelations 21 verse 23. Give me Revelations 21 verse 23. Revelations 21 verse 23. I want to teach something here. Revelations 21, verse 23. Daniela, help us. Help us. Okay. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp is the light thereof. Are you hearing me, somebody? The city does not need any light. The house doesn't need any light. But when the glory comes upon you, it comes with light. May you receive light. Wherever you are hiding, wherever you are hiding, receive light. In that darkness, receive light. In that job, receive light. In that marriage, receive light. Sun glow. You will not live here the same way you came. Iguba hasaya. Rebekus kabraduska tai. Ayutu paluska branduska. Hey, maduski apayoska. Holy Spirit. Okay, let me continue. Let me continue. Glory. Glory. Glory is manifested in some areas. Glory. It is manifested in some areas. I'm giving you two. Number one, it's manifested in holiness. Leviticus 11:44. The Bible said, "Be ye holy, for I, the Lord, I am holy." Hallelujah. Be ye holy, for I, the Lord, am holy. I am God, the first, the last, the first to announce it, the first to confirm it. Be ye holy. So holiness trigger the glory of God. So when you live in holiness, the glory of God must come upon you. But I pray today for you that you will love righteousness and hate iniquity. Because in order to receive glory, sir, you must live a holy life. This one is not wahalo. This is reality. This is God's word. His principle. Hallelujah. You must live in holiness. Holiness brings you to the place of glory. Hallelujah. The number two is worship and praises. Sir, when you are worshiping, shine. Because it gives glory to God. That is why when these gentlemen and these ministers are ministering unto God in worship, you could feel it, that they are doing all their best. They are bringing everything God has given unto them to worship Him. So when they worship God, and when you join them, we are all giving glory to God. The Bible says in the book of Acts, Paul and Silas, they prayed, but they worshiped God. And the Bible said, there was an earthquake, and the gate of the prison shook off. So in your worship, you must run. I pray for somebody here. May you shine, and all men shall see, and give glory to God. Men shall see your glory. Your glory must shine. Your glory, it must shine. Whether they like it or not, today you must shine. Igala mahasaya. The echoes who are brabunimu nina. Sometimes, God delays something. The delay in your life is not all sponsored by Satan. Sometimes God delays it. For when He does it for you, you give Him the glory. Because when men do it for you, they will say, I did this for you. I helped you. And men will take the glory. But God, He never shares glory, but He gives glory. So today, may God give you glory. I said, may God give you glory.
I said, may God give you glory. Youth, may God give you glory
to make impact. May God give you glory to make impact. Without glory, you cannot.
And you cannot influence people when you are not influenced.
Listen very carefully. Youth,
you can never influence people when you yourself, you are not influenced.
Sir,
and your private pain is determined by your public sweetness.
Am I communicating, sir? So, mommy always tells us when we have a youth conference, the word that I always hear mommy say is that, be you. Be you. Because, do you know something? Fakeness is even expensive. Sir, fakeness is even expensive. Pretend you have money, it will cost you more money. So youth, be yourself. Be you. Let the glory shine. Let people see you. They see God's glory. Today is your day. I am preaching. Listen very carefully. You must receive this glory. And this life that you are living, if it's not good, sir, run from it. And run from it for you to receive the glory. Because we cannot do anything outside God. In fact, some people say that after Jesus, after you have received Jesus, you need some other things before you can be successful. Sir, it's a lie. Jesus is enough. Christ alone, the hope of glory. Jesus is enough. You don't need any man's advice to be successful in life. If you have Jesus, the glory. If you have Jesus, the El Shaddai. If you have Jesus, Jehovah Shammah, he shall provide. Hey, Balu Kubra Seke Pelegosa. Wakano, Ebebe. Iradi Wakano. Ah, Iradi Akaza. Ope Shira. Ope Shira. Amaya. And it's a radio new number that you. Hamama Sani Nansi. If we say, Antonia me, oh no, now I can. Ah, this is a one cup. Ope Shira. Amaya. See me. Mama, papa, sister, brother, nyajidie, se enka hoda. Erade oshasia uye. Adie bia oshasia bia uye. Onyantum fifio. God, he always, what do you call it? Finishes what he starts. Onyantum fifio. That is why he's the first and the last. No man can do this. He's God. He's God alone. He's God. Oyinyame. Hey, so oyema wo wanyama wo oyinyame. What do you mean? Just humble yourself. That is why when we come to service like this, you must be eager to receive. You must have a violent faith to receive. Am I speaking? You must have a violent faith to receive.
Don't come and go and nothing show. Ah, it's a catastrophe. Don't come and go and people see you as the same way, same behavior, same attitude. That means you did not come to church. Or better still, you did not receive the fullness of glory God released in the service that Sunday. This is different from you telling God to do something for you, or you need a financial breakthrough or a business ideas. But God, he can do all things. He is able. It's different from what you received last Sunday. Every encounter with God, when God comes, he never leaves his sons. And God, He never leave anybody without glory. But people are short of his glory. Adam did not lose his glory. Adam was short of his glory. Ne new nyam ebon. But erade omo bia ni onyam. Un lose ni nyam ne completely. But you will be short of the glory. So if there is something lacking, you lack something. If there is a prayer that you have prayed and you don't have answers to your prayer, this God will come into your life and do the unthinkable and do what men cannot do in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But I want to tell you something. You need to be serious with God. Sir, be serious with God. I can't lie to you. Here, we don't lie here. Here, you can't stand here and lie. Be serious with God. When you are serious with God, do you know what happens? God will be serious with you. When he call, he will answer. Be serious with God. Be serious with God. Jude chapter 1. Book of Jude chapter 1. It's a prayer in the Holy Ghost. Bearing up yourself in the most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Do not substitute prayer for anything. Youth, listen. You cannot substitute prayer. Untimi enyim pai bom free wa brabo. Enyeye. Tio enyeye. You cannot substitute prayer for anything. But when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you will build up yourself. And the God of all God, the God of the Holy God, he will hear your prayer. And answer to your prayers. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, he rewards. God, he rewards. Everybody, Utiaka. So, what's the name of Utiaka? But so, what's the name? Everybody, see, what's the name of Utiaka? Utiaka. Hebrews 11, verse 6. He said, it's impossible to please God without faith. But to them who have desire to walk with God, they must believe that he is there and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So God, he rewards. He pays well. And see, now over her, you have to find something to do in the house of the Lord. Over her, they say, don't come and just be going and just be coming. We just even doing worship. Don't do your thing, oh, sir. We are giving reverence to God. We are giving him all his glory. It's worship time. Don't joke. Don't be on your phone. Don't be intimidated. Don't be distracted. Just let your fullness come out of you, and God will receive all his glory in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. I want us to be upstanding. I want us to be upstanding. But say sorry, John. Just one prayer. Just one prayer. Just one prayer. Listen. Your glory can be manipulated. Your glory, it can be exchanged. Hallelujah. We are praying just one prayer. Then we continue. Anyone who has tempered with your glory, may God fight for you. Exodus 14, 14, he said, God shall fight for you and you shall have your peace. Hallelujah. Can you lift up your right hand? Lift up your right hand with me. Say, Lord Jesus, say, my Father,
Say, my Father, my Father. Say, my Father, my Father. If there is any witch, if there is any wizard in my father's lineage, in my mother's lineage, who has tempered with my glory, God, arise and fight for me. Clap your hands and pray. Sadiku bahasa, ibadiku watuska pa, rezeku pakuska te, yediku parekuska tiyakata, ayekuska pratuska pa, itopeluski payuska, risaki pratuska, yeduku padekasa, epaduski pratuska ta, yediku manakose. Ipaku prekeskita, yelele bokuskata, ikobele bele 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 peska, ipapapapapa. Somebody pray, lipaki paduska, eyadi kubrasa, yada palua keske, yada palua keske, yada palua keske, yada palua keske, yadia paroske. Ibayon peluska, redepia tuska, eyadikwasa, apeyan peluska, eyatumreskia pa. God fight for us. God fight for us. God fight for us. Zadapani, yes. If anybody has contend with their glory, God arise and fight for us. Restore us back our glory. 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 May you receive glory in its full strength. From today, your life, God has begun something with you, and he shall finish it. The Lord will cause men to help you in Jesus' name. Your glory has been restored back. If your glory was tempered, God said your glory has been restored. God said your glory has been restored. Oh, God said your glory, it has been restored back. So you are no more the same. You are not the same. You are moving from minimum to maximum. From today, I prophesy over somebody's life that what was difficult in the days that you didn't know God, but now you know him. So all things must work together for your good. I prophesy to you that from today, your life will never be the same. Today is an encounter of a lifetime, and you have received the fullness of his glory. God bless you, usher you into greatness. May you never lack in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You can be seated. You can be seated. You can be seated. Oh, have you been blessed today? Oh, let me see your hand. Why is Shira? Mammy, who is Sasa? Oh, God bless you. Okay.